Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month now we have Dr. Connie on, and we try to shoot for the first Thursday of the month, but it's been shifting every once in a great while, but I'm glad to see we're back on schedule. As always, to find out more about Dr. Connie's site and the different changes with the radio shows, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So, Dr. Connie, are you there?
I am here.
So tell us a little bit about your journey and stuff.
My journey has been geographical as well as spiritual, as well as waiting for the next step. I recently got laid off and have moved back to the greater New York City area, which is a wonderful place to be. Emmett Fox talks about being in your right place and being in your true place. And I always felt that New York was my true place, even though I was never in an area where I was not supposed to be in for my journey. There is the coming to that place where you're just meant to be, and I know that New York is that for me. So I am thrilled to be back, see what the universe and I are going to create for me for a job. I do have, it would be my pleasure and my honor to be of service to you in doing any angel card readings or spiritual counseling, any life coaching that you might feel led to contact me with. My website is DrConnieSays.com, and my email address is DrConnieSays@gmail.com. So it would be my pleasure to be of service to you any way that I can. So Mark and I are actually going to toggle this particular show. So I would like to turn it back over to Mark for a little bit and let him share some things that are going on with him. And then I have some information to sort of augment what he's going to say. So, Mark, I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay. Before we get started, I was thinking it'd be really neat for me to kind of send the Diksha blessing out, which strengthens everybody who listens in any way that's for their highest good, as far as their meditation practice, their spiritual practice, their prayer practice, and stuff like that. So I was wondering if you could just maybe lead us in some type of maybe angel blessing meditation kind of thing while I do the Diksha?
Yes.
Sounds good. I'll just let you go ahead and talk through that, and I'll just be doing Diksha in the background. And this will basically be good for anybody who listens to the show now or listens to the show on a replay.
So what I'd like for you to do is close your eyes, and I want you to take three deep breaths. And as you inhale, I want you to collect all of the tension and all of the chatter from the monkey mind and all of the stress of the day. Inhale, I want you to collect all of that. And then as you exhale, I want you to imagine that you're blowing all of that stress, all of that tension, all of that unnecessary chatter in your mind. I want you just to blow that out of yourself and take three deep cleansing breaths from deep in your belly. And then just let yourself, and every time that you blow out, that you find yourself relaxing just a little bit and a little bit more. And then after you sort of gather, you're more relaxed. I want you to imagine going to a beautiful place for you. And for some of you, that will be the mountains. For some of you, that will be a meadow. For some of you, it will be around water. So I want you to imagine being in this place that means so much to you. And as you're looking at the beauty that surrounds you, as you hear the sounds, and you smell the smells, and you see the universe's abundance in beauty and in being calm and relaxed, and the colors, I want you just to allow yourself just to sink into that whole scene that you feel that you are in right now. And as you are relaxing and as you're looking at the sights and enjoying being in God's nature, I want you to see an angel walking towards you. And I want you to notice colors of the dress, the gown, the what's being worn, the magnificence of the wings, whether it's male or female. And I want you to see the love that this angel has for you. I want you to see the magnificence that you are reflected in the eyes of this angel. And as the angel approaches you, I just want you to imagine yourself being enveloped in the wings, and that you stand totally embraced with the strength of the angels, the power of the angels, the intention of your highest good with the angels. And the deep love and the commitment that the angels have of walking with you and being with you and being with you every step of the way, if you will agree to call upon them. And allow yourself to receive from the angels the unconditional love that they so freely and joyously give to you. And as you move away from the angel and you step out of the embrace of the wings, I just want you to imagine that you're walking in your sacred space with this angel. And as you come back to where you are now, that the angel has come with you. And the angel stands in your room or sits in your car or walks outside, is outside with you. Wherever you are, the angel is. And that this angel is going to be your companion and your guide. And that when you feel the need to reach out and seek the strength of the universe, that this angel will be there with you and for you. So I want you to thank your angel for being with you wherever you are right now. And then I want you to open your eyes and come back into the present. And we will now continue on with the journey.
Okay, thank you. So I wanted to kind of share with everybody something interesting that's kind of come across my desk over the last couple of weeks I wanted to share with everybody. And, Dr. Connie is going to help me with some of this in a little bit, which is great. And that is, I think it was probably about a year ago or a year and a half ago. I saw some stuff out on Facebook that basically said, would anybody like to host the Archangels? And it's funny because at the time, the only thing I could think of is, you know, is this like a group of spiritual people, you know, almost like a bunch of monks traveling around? And was I going to have to open up my house to a bunch of strangers? And, you know, what exactly was this going to look like? So I was a little bit concerned about exactly what this was going to be. And, you know, I have to say at the time, you know, not knowing a lot of details of it, that I said I had decided not to take part in some of the postings and to be part of that. And then I think it was probably about a couple weeks ago, a friend of mine out of Denver wrote to me personally and posed the same thing, which was, you know, would you be interested in hosting some of the Archangels? Which my response by email was, you know, exactly who, you know, like I know who the Archangels are, but I couldn't understand why an individual was contacting me about hosting somebody in my house. And I was trying to figure out, well, is this some kind of spiritual group that's traveling? And so I wrote back to her with a lot of those questions. And she actually thought it was pretty funny. And, you know, through it all, she sent me some details. And those are some of the details I wanted to share with you, because I'm actually going to be hosting the Archangels starting this Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They come whatever. It's 10:30, and it just happens to be whatever time zone you're in. And, you know, I found out all the details, and that's what I wanted to share with everybody. So starting this Sunday at 10:30 at night, and, of course, you have to kind of prep a little bit. So I went out and bought some flowers and a little plant that I have on my altar in my room, and I had to get a candle, and I have to keep a candle burning, and you know, and there was some other details that go along with that. But, you know, one of the interesting things about it is that there's this intention you set where you ask the archangels to actually show up and work with you. And the particular angels that get, you know, sent around with this type of invitation, you know, because as we know from previous shows with Dr. Connie, we've been introduced to quite a few archangels, and there's so many of them. There's so many angels that actually work with us. You know, at all times we generally have a number of angels that work with us, and more importantly, there's usually a male and a female angel that's with us, which are known as our guardian angels. And when I asked my friend about it the other day, you know, what specifically is the responsibility of these or, you know, not the archangels, but these particular guardian angels that are with us. And the short answer is that they're basically there to guarantee that you don't die sooner than you're supposed to. So when people do crazy stuff around you, like fly across a lane of traffic and right on into you, or in some situations you might run into life, or running off a road in a snowstorm, these are generally the angels that keep you alive, you know, to keep you on your schedule. So there's always a number of angels that are working with us. And then, you know, as we know from talking on previous shows, you know that, you know, ever since I started Reiki about 4 years ago, you know, I was introduced to the angels by them coming in during the healing processes that I was doing. And I've actively been working with them. But I think for a lot of people who normally don't have an experience, I think hosting the angels would actually be a really interesting one, because it's an intention of actually opening up your space and being willing to share a week of your time with archangels and actually create a relationship with them. And I think, you know, in a lot of different aspects of spirituality lately, or what I've been noticing about shifts spiritually globally lately, is that there's this new introduction or whatever that's in it. And I don't want to say that it's that new, because I think a lot of people probably have heard of it. And I'm sure if I was talking to some of my other friends, they'd say, oh, no, that's nothing new. It's been here for 10 or 20 years. But it's this whole idea of having personal relationships, either with God, the Creator, angels, you know, or whatever you want to work with. And, you know, really just having that one-on-one relationship. So the particular five archangels, and Connie's actually going to help me with this and explain some of this in a little bit, is the main players that we're used to, which is Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael. There's Archangel Uriel and Archangel Metatron. So, you know, you kind of hear the movie The Fantastic Four. This would be like The Fantastic Five. So, you know, they're actually, for this process, they're going to show up, you know, to my house in Winter Park, Florida, this Sunday at 10:30. And there's some prep to it, you know, such as getting a flower and, you know, having some candles ready. And you're writing a letter, and in the letter that you seal in an envelope and put next to your flower for the archangels when they show up is three wishes. The first wish is a wish for the planet Earth, my personal wish to the planet Earth. The second is my personal wish for my family. And the third wish is my personal wish. And the interesting thing, and the thing I like the most about this this visit that's going to occur, because they come Sunday and then they leave 5 days later. And as it gets closer to them leaving, I, as I'm doing right now, I'm actually actively seeking three people that are going to host them next. So if you do the math, kind of like a lottery, you'll notice that if three people, let's just say we're starting this off from the beginning, and this has actually been going for quite a few years, but if three people started it and then each of those three people found three people and each of those three people found three people, you'd realize that by the third or fourth or fifth, you know, number phase of that, you'd almost be up to 100. And I would guess at any moment in time that there's probably, you know, a million people right now hosting archangels every week because of the fact that, like I said, I think this has been going for 10 years now. So it's just amazing to see. And I think what I was leading to, which was really interesting, is that as part of this process of hosting the archangels, one of the things that you can do is you can ask them to kind of be with you all day, you know, to kind of take you with, you know, and, you know, if you're going to go to work, you take them to work with you. And if you're going to go off and do some errands, like go to the food store, you take them, you know, you open the back door to the car and you put them in, you know, and you almost act like they're there with you, and you talk to them, and, you know, you talk to them about the different challenges you're having in your life. And it's this invitation to really just have this personal one-on-one relationship with the Fantastic Five. And I think that's the part that I really like. Now, you know, I'm no stranger to working with archangels, but to be honest with you, I don't kind of take them around to wherever I go. You know, I kind of call them in when I'm working with clients or, you know, and I have like a pick list of, you know, okay, if it's this specific issue, I'm going to call them this particular archangel. So I kind of have them in categories and everything. So I think this week is going to be really interesting for me, you know, to kind of really just say, all right, guys, we're going to the movies. So, you know, with that, I thought it'd be really cool, you know, since, and I know Dr. Connie's got some good shows in the archives that you can listen to that talk about a lot of the characteristics of each of the archangels and stuff like that. But yeah, Dr. Connie, I'm actually going to go screen some callers so we can, because we're actually going to start doing some readings in a little bit. So I want to let everybody know, if you want a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. It's 646-716-9663. And while I'm off screening callers, Dr. Connie, can you kind of tell us a little bit about the Fantastic Five?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. One thing that I would like to also add is that the angels are extremely patient, and they come to you at the level that you are willing to embrace them. It took, as Mark was saying, it took a little while when he was first presented with this opportunity. He wasn't too inclined to accept because there was just something within him that just wasn't ready to make that leap. But now that he's there, then he's ready to do it. So the angels are always going to be with you at the level that you are willing to embrace them, and, you know, like take them to work and take them to the grocery store and whatnot. But to introduce, there are about 15 angels that most people, if you read a book on archangels, there's going to be about the same 15 people. I'm sorry, 15 angels. You will always find these five. The first one is most people, or a lot of people, this angel is known as Gabriel. For me, she is Gabrielle because she is such a feminine energy that it's to her as Gabrielle. She means the strength of God. And she is one of the two angels. She and Michael are the two angels that are mentioned to by name in the Bible. Gabrielle appeared to Daniel in the Old Testament when he was having dreams and having difficulty interpreting his dreams. It was Gabrielle that came because she is the messenger angel. In the New Testament, she was the angel that came to Elizabeth to tell her that she was going to give birth to John the Baptist, and then to Mary that she was going to give birth to Jesus. So even in Gabrielle's mentioning in the Bible, there's this mention of children, of conceiving, of pregnancy, and she is the angel to call on for any type of parenting concerns, whether you already have children and you're needing guidance or support with parenting, if you're trying to conceive, if you are pregnant, if you're adopting, any type of bringing children into your family, or once you have the children in your family, then Gabrielle is the archangel that you could call on for support with that. She's also the messenger angel, so if you are a teacher, a counselor, a writer, an artist, if you have a message that you are giving out to other people, then she would be the angel to call on for support in that area as well. Uriel is, of all of the more popular, if you want to call them, archangels, for me, he seems to be the one that's more mysterious. But Uriel means the light of God, and he is he's the brainiac. He's like if you have questions about information, for knowledge, if you're taking a test and you need to know the answer on a test, if you need ideas, if you need insight into something, then Uriel would be the archangel that you would call on for that. Anything having to do with the intellect, with education, with bringing forth ideas, within business relationships, then Uriel's the archangel that you can call on. Metatron is of the 15 more popular archangels. There's only two angels whose names do not end in EL or AL, and that is Metatron and Sandalphon. Both of these individuals were actually human at one time, and Metatron is known when he walked on the earth as the prophet Enoch. And there was a story that I always heard about Enoch and God out taking a walk, and it got really late at night, and God just said, you know, Enoch, you're closer to my house than you are to your house. Why don't you just come home with me? And the Bible even says that Enoch was just no more. So he just went up with God. He was that, even in his human form, he was that close to God. Metatron, there is information in geometric figures. There's information in in certain shapes and certain dimensions. And Metatron is the keeper of what's called the Merkabah. It's this cube that a lot of people can bring into their mind, and they use this cube to heal and remove lower based energies. So Metatron is sort of the keeper of this sacred geometry of these shapes and dimensions and angles and that have a spiritual flow to them. Metatron is also the archangel to call on when you are either parenting or working with highly sensitive children. Some people call these indigo children. Children who have chosen to come into this life space with a deep spiritual connection a lot of times are very sensitive to sounds or light. They may get ill easily. I have a friend whose child is very sensitive, and she gets, even at her young age, gets a lot of migraine headaches. So Metatron is, some people look at these children as sort of odd or peculiar, but Metatron is the one who comes and protects and surrounds these children that have chosen to come in, you know, with this very sensitive attachment to God and the universe. Most people know Raphael. The last two I have here are Raphael and Michael, and Raphael is the healing angel. His color is a bright green, and if you're ever praying for your own healing or for the healing of someone else, it's very easy to imagine yourself or you're the person that you're praying for to be surrounded by this green emerald light that is so often associated with Raphael. And he either, for some people who ask Raphael for healing, they get an immediate healing. For other people, they get guided and directed to either medical doctors or holistic healers or some professional that will help them with whatever their situation is. So I know kind of have a they don't really like going and talking to people about their problems, or they don't like doctors, or they don't like, you know, certain aspects of the medical or the holistic field. But there are many times when God is using a particular person or people to be part of the healing process. So if you're not touched and healed right away, it's quite likely that you will be guided to the people that will be instrumental in helping you out with your medical situation. Raphael also helps with people who are traveling. So if you're going to be on a trip, any aspect of getting from point A to point B, then you can call on Raphael to help you out with that. He is the guider of healers, of doctors, so you will find, you know, if you're a doctor or going into some sort of holistic profession, then you can certainly call on Raphael to be with you in the clients and the patients that you see. He is also one of the archangels, if you are wanting to connect with your soulmate, then you can call on Raphael to help find your soulmate. And I know Chemuel is not one of the people on the list. Chimuel is one of my guides, so I have a close affinity with Chimuel. But Raphael and Chimuel, because Chimuel helps with things that you're looking for, a job, a soulmate, if I lose anything, you know, even my keys, I'm calling on Chimuel. But a lot of times Raphael and Chimuel can work together in connecting with your soulmate and finding your soulmate. And so a lot of people don't know that about Raphael, but he's a good person to call on if you are looking for a soulmate. And the last one is Michael. And he's by far the most popular. If you were to take a poll, Michael would be, you know, one of the first archangels or angels to be named. As feminine as Gabrielle is, Michael has the masculine energy. He has the sword, the shield. He is the protector. He is the guide for life purpose. You can call on Michael for personal protection. If you feel in danger, and for spiritual protection, if you feel that you are in a situation where you're feeling a lot of lower-based energy, if you're fearful, I know that for me, I always ask for Michael to come and surround me so that when I'm passing other people, that I don't even take on their energy, that I can give out love, but I don't take in anything that's negative. Protection for your home. When I was traveling out here, my daughter and I were traveling out here. I prayed every day that Michael would, you know, surround my car and surround my daughter and I and keep us safe on the road and keep my car in you know, working order. So Michael is also, call on Michael for repairing objects. So sometimes these angels have these kind of quirky little side things that they do. But I've known of some people that have called on Michael if they've needed, you know, work with their computer or their plumbing or whatever, and Michael's been able to come in and fix that. So the angels are intimately involved and want to be involved in every single aspect, whether it's life purpose, whether it's pregnancy, whether it's healing, you know, even down to finding your car keys and getting your computer fixed, that the angels are there for us at all times in all ways. So let me put either a period or a comma depending on what Mark has to say here right now.
Okay, well, I think we're all set, and thank you for covering that. And let's get into some readings because we have a lot of callers lined up.
Okay, very cool.
Okay, Orr, you're on.
Hi, I just like to get some info, if I may, about the route that my life is going. I don't know. I don't even know what question to ask. I just want to know in general because things are kind of stay in the same place for me.
You're saying that everything's kind of staying in the same place?
Yes, nothing is
okay.
Moving and happening and getting, you know, some, you know, success, result.
Okay. Alrighty. Going on that Michael wants you to know about, is there something that you have just been tolerating that you don't need to tolerate anymore? I don't know if it's a job, if it's a situation, but you say that you're staying stuck. So that gives me the impression that there's something going on that's not working well for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what Michael is saying is that it's time to step away from that and just start moving in the direction that you want to move. Sometimes if you don't know what that is, since you know what you don't want, then move in the opposite direction of what it is you don't want. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I mean, I'm not sure if you're talking about a person. Are you talking about...
Well, that is... all right, so there's three things that Michael wants you to do. Number one, I don't know your situation, but there's something, because you're stuck, you're tolerating something that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's targeting those areas that you're feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's allowing yourself to start thinking about how you would like that to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like my job. I'm stuck in this job. It's driving me nuts. I'm only here for the paycheck. I really want to be, what would you rather be doing? I don't want to be doing this. Okay, so what would you like to do? It's approaching it in that kind of a manner. My relationship is just stale and dry. This is what I would like in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And start looking at what you're in right now, and then allowing yourself to start thinking about what it is that you really want, because you know what it's like to have what it is you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I'm not sure, because actually I have my own business, which I'm trying to get to the higher level, and that's where
okay,
I'm stuck.
So the things that are going on right now that are keeping you, all right, let me hit it. It's allowing yourself, you've been tolerating for too long being in a business that hasn't taken you to the next level. The universe is asking you to decide what it is you want. If you were at the next level, what would that look like? How much money would you make, or what would you be doing, or how would you feel? If you were at the next level, what would that be like?
I see. Okay, so and I have
then
to make...
write that mm-hmm. down. Write your thoughts and your feelings, number one, about
mm-hmm.
where you're at right now and
mm-hmm.
where it is you want to be. And then once you write that where it is you want to be, then just give it to God and don't worry so much about it, but just pray and ask for daily guidance on getting there.
Right.
Michael is your go-to guy for life purpose. So he would be a great asset to have, and just call Michael into your... I had a hairdresser one time, and every day she had a statue of Michael, and she had a glass of water, because water a lot of times dispels the negative energy. Every day she'd take fresh water,
okay.
and she would put a glass next to her statue of Michael. That was her way of calling in Michael every day in her job.
That's a good idea. Okay.
So you could do something like that. It's bringing the angels, like Mark was saying, bring the angels to work with you. This is your... God, this is your job. Angels, this is your
mm-hmm.
business. You're going to work through me to make this business a success. But I know what I would like to have to bump it up to the next level.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I need to be more structured. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Angelina.
Hi, Connie. Hi, Mark.
How are you? The little angel. So what can we do for you, little angel?
Thank you. I just wanted to know if there is any messages for me as of right now, and the best possible guidance to hear right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have these earbuds on, and they keep falling out of my ears, which means I can't hear anybody. I don't think my ears were built for all earbuds. Okay. One thing that Michael wants you to be very to work on is loving yourself more, doing things to honor yourself, doing things that demonstrate how amazing that you are, that you are a little angel, and that you actually named that, so that you could be reminded every day that you, you know, you have the, that you walk among the angels, and just like the angels wouldn't do things to disrespect themselves, that you don't do things that, that bring you down either. Does that make sense?
It does. That was the perfect message. Yeah, I'll work on that. Thank you, Connie. Blessings.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Yeah, thank
Bye.
You.
Isn't she adorable?
Yes, she is. All right, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good. How can we be of service to you?
I was just wanting to ask if for any message in general.
Okay.
Anything to say to me?
You have a very open spirit, by the way. You're very, very, you're wide open. It's like whatever God has for you, you're saying, okay.
Yep.
Okay. There is something that you want to do or feel like you would like to do and you waver from it. So what God wants you to do is to keep your eye focused on what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
So because you're so open, you have a great potential of creating that which that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what Michael is saying is just not only keep your eyes focused on what it is you want, but stay focused on your personal health and your spiritual health.
Okay.
So that when you arrive at this that you are wanting to create, that you're in a good place, you can handle it physically. And emotionally, but you can also there's going to be a deeper spiritual commitment.
Okay.
So and that the last thing that he wanted you to know was that you don't have to rush to get this done, that you have time. That when you're formulating and you're focusing in on what you want, that you don't have to compromise.
Okay.
That you can actually have what it is you really, really want, where maybe in the past you would have given in for something a little less. You don't have to do that this time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You have a blessed evening. Thank you so much.
Paletta?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I go for a biopsy tomorrow on my thyroid, and they have found polyps on my vocal cords. And I'm really worried about that, and I was wanting to see if I had any messages about it.
How was it that you came to get the biopsy?
I've been on thyroid medicine for a few years, and I went and had an ultrasound done, and then I had to go to a throat specialist, and he found a 2.7 centimeter mass, some nodules, and then the polyps on my vocal cords.
Okay. All right. the first thing that Michael is telling you is that he wants you to pray about the situation. Okay? He wants you to call in other people to pray as well. There's been some remarkable studies done on people that have prayed. And that those people that have prayed for, whether it was plants or people or whatever, they've had people that prayed over water. Whatever it was, whatever they prayed over did substantially better than the areas that were not, when other areas that were not prayed over. So what Michael wants you to do and what God wants you to do is call on those people that, I don't know if you have a prayer chain or a prayer group of people that you can, that you know.
Yes.
Okay, great. Call in those folks. And that if you have a positive thinking, you will create positive results.
Okay. I do have positive thinking. I keep telling myself, no, this is nothing I can't get through.
Well, it is nothing that you can't get through. And if you can, Mark?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Mark. Would you please call on Archangel Raphael and just zero in on either, it doesn't have to be right now, but sometime before tomorrow, because I have a lot of faith in you. And your attachment, I know Raphael is one of your go-to guys, that you would just surround her vocal cords with Raphael's light and just send the green, you know, a lot of green energy there.
Yeah, let me go ahead and do that now. I'm going to call in Archangel Raphael to surround you with healing energy. The affirmation to keep in mind is to simply say, I am healthy.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and call in Archangel Michael to surround you with four angels of protection in the space of the procedure area you're going and every room and every place you go through in the process, that you be surrounded at all times with your energy body and your four bodies. And we send the love and energy, healing, blessing, and surround you with protection in the name of Mother Mary. And so it is.
Thank you.
I really think you're going to be okay.
Well, I do too. But it's a scary situation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I totally, totally understand. But the only thing you have to control right now is your thoughts.
Right.
If you can, every time that you think it's scary, if you can replace it with, I am healthy, then
okay. That
will start leading you toward having these positive thoughts, which will yield you a positive outcome.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
God bless you.
Not a problem at all.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Can you go ahead and pull three cards for me?
Yep.
It's really a treat to have someone like yourself pull cards for me because I'm usually the one that's giving guidance to everybody else.
Yeah, I know. I always like my when somebody else does readings for me either. Now, how are your girls, by the way?
And they're doing really good.
Yeah, okay. Because Michael's watching over them. So.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's a there's an angel that came in about 2 months ago. Her name is Mylena. And Mylena is both of my girls' guardian angel. And it also is an angel that actually has a close connection with myself also.
Very cool. Well, she must be the one that sent the card because Michael's got angels watching over your girls. I think this is for your upcoming event on Sunday, because you're going to be given messages, and Michael just wants to reiterate that the messages that you're going to get are true guidance.
Mm.
So you're going to have a tendency to second guess it. But you're going to get specific guidance that God wants you to go with, and also to be sure that you shield yourself, because you're going to be so open that darker energy is going to have an opportunity to come in. So be sure that in the practice and in your preparation, and this guardian angel that watches over your girls is with you as well, that you just be sure that you shield yourself, and then just be open to the messages that you're going to be getting.
Hmm. Excellent.
I'm amazed at the accuracy and the pinpoint guidance that Michael chooses to give. I find it amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that reading and that gift. Yeah, it was really nice to have Angelina on this evening. She's been doing some really amazing work in this world. So I'm really happy to see that she called in.
Yes, the little angel, yes.
All right,
and,
you got about
5 minutes. I am so honored that with the caller that with, you know, that had the medical issue, that she reached out to, you know, to get the additional support that's available,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so many times we tend not to do that. And we've had people that were just so wide open and just really wanting to know how to make their lives better, you know. It's really, really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the amazing thing that I've been noticing as I've been making connections with different beings and different supports and everything like that is that, you know, all these different beings are standing there waiting for you.
Right.
You know, they're waiting for you to turn to them because you have free will. So they can't just simply intervene in your life. They're waiting for you to turn to them and just simply say, you know, please help me, or I would like some guidance here, or show me some signs and help me on this path. And it's really, it's ourselves that are the biggest block from, you know, really getting access to all these great resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's funny, you know, because this even goes at the level of the divine. You know, if you think about whatever God is to you, every individual has the ability to have a personal relationship with God, whatever that God is for you and whatever you believe in. And it could be Krishna or Buddha or whatever your belief system is. And it's really only ourselves and our own beliefs that really keep the door closed to, you know, to that support. And all you have to do is just open that door and ask to say, you know, I want this personal relationship, or I want to have this assistance or guidance. And it just so, I mean, every being that's out there, you know, all these beings of light are just standing there just like on the edge of their seats, like, I'm here for you. You know, just open the door, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sit here and go, no, no, I'll do this myself. And
I can handle this. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I always like the story that Wayne Dyer always tells that says, you know, we go through and, you know, the creator and everything creates a child. And, you know, you look at the, you know, how advanced children are as far as, or just humans in general, you know, what it takes for an eye to be made, or, you know, you look at the millions and millions of cells and cooperation of a healthy body. And, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, you create this child, and then at a certain point, you know, us humans step in and go, okay, good job. I'll take it from here,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, then we wonder why we deal with all this this pain and suffering, you know, mm-hmm. when we just sit there and refuse to just simply turn around and ask for mm-hmm. the guidance, ask for the assistance. And, you know, it's like, you know what, I want my life to be, you know, one that flows with happiness, you know, with grace and ease. You know, it's like, you know, I understand I might have something I need to learn or accomplish in life, but let me, you know, let me do that with grace and ease. My lessons, you know, don't have to be hard. Life doesn't have to be hard. You know, there's all these different beliefs that we've inherited through, you know, our family and our heritage and, you know, all the different, you know, lifetimes and stuff like that, that just is stuff that no longer serves us. And, you know, how many of us out there are kind of like, you know, the only way we're going to get ahead is to work hard. Or this whole belief about, you know, everything can be accomplished as long as we work hard, more meditation, more practice, you know, more of this, more of that, you know, step outside myself. And then you finally realize someday that all you have to do is be, enjoy life, and just, you know, let life flow. And
in my growing up, it was a big belief of God's will. And that somehow God's will was that it had to be hard and we had to suffer and, you know, oh, well, I'm gonna have to, you know, keep this job, but it's God's will. Well, it's really not. It's mm-hmm. just what we settled for, you know.
And thank goodness we got rid of that bloodletting.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. Make sure to check out her website and get some one-on-one. She's got some free stuff up on her website to check out if you haven't taken a look at that. As always, Dr. Connie, it's great having you on. We'll catch you next month, in the month of July.
Yes.
Actually, let's take a look at that
and
make sure.
Thank you for listening, and God bless you. I can't wait to share with you more. Contact me on my website. Contact me, my email. You know, would love to share with you.
That's great. Good evening, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.